We have good contacts with all the factions in Libya. We said that the neighbors of Libya, Egypt, Sudan, Chad, and Algeria, we have conducted this all. We have also the relations with the factions inside Libya. If every part uses his own relations and exerts some pressure on those who know them to bring all these factions to a round table, then we can reach peace. We have contacted some of these, they accepted, and now the Prime Minister, then we will continue. The President will continue his contacts with other parts to bring them all for negotiation very soon.
The Prime Minister also said on Wednesday that he was ready to talk to the factions. Was this part of your plan? And when is he expected to talk to the different groups?
Actually, we did have also contacts with the different groups, and they accepted. But now, with the announced acceptance of the Prime Minister, I think the environment is conducive for dialogue. So we will resume our contacts with the neighbors, with Egypt, and with the others, and with the factions in Libya to agree about where this negotiation took place, and we hope this will bring peace to Libya.
Mr. Minister, Libya accused your government September of bringing arms to one of the factions in Libya. Were you able to talk to the Prime Minister of Libya, and were you able to convince him that you do not side with anybody?
Definitely, this is actually just an allegation, and we know that, and we have our many enemies, which they say about Sudan, things which is not true. On the spot, we said that the aeroplane which went to Tripoli is not siding any part and is not taking any sort of something to any side, just taking some supplies to the joint forces on the border of Libya. We kept continuing and telling the Prime Minister and his government, and he convinced that if this was true, and now our relations with Tobruk government or with the Prime Minister of Libya is quite in position, and the cooperation is going on in very good terms. I think it needs some support from the international community, from the neighbors of Libya, and from the Libyans themselves.
There are all kinds of sanctions that have been put on your government, and your president is there's an arrest warrant from the ICC. Is there something that Sudan wants in return for the peace efforts that it's making?
Let me tell you one thing. Our president is a man of peace, and he stopped the longest war in Africa. Instead of giving him a Nobel Prize, he's being called for the ICC. Always we hear this. Instead of praising him, of encouraging him, of saying that he's doing good things to his neighbors, you are raising this sort of ICC problem. We don't care about ICC. We do care for the good relations with our neighbors. Sudan, it will be a place for chaos in the whole Africa. Our president knows that. We are, as a people, as government, we know this, and we are doing our best. And we need assistance, not accusations.